910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today takes the wraps off his latest effort to reduce costs for American families.
A budget that includes savings on child care and prescription drugs, utilities, housing, college, and health insurance is to be released. A White House official says it's based on the priorities the president outlined in his State of the Union speech. It'll include boosting manufacturing, national paid leave, and advancing cancer research, plus ways to further cut the budget deficit more than the trillion already under Mr. Biden's watch. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Al-Qaeda's operation in Yemen announced the death under unclear circumstances of its leader, Khalid al-Batarfi, who had a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head. A Chile-based LATAM Airlines flight was on a run from Sydney, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand, when what officials described as a strong movement due to a technical event rocked the Boeing 787, at least 50 people injured. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House is saying no more than he'll take part in political events. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of two large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers drop one to the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers losing to the Rockies 3-1.
The good news is Brewers right-hander Jacob Junis pitched four scoreless innings. No hits, no runs, not even a walk. Bad news is closer Devin Williams to have his sore back checked out in L.A. on Wednesday. Over the weekend, Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins crushed a grand slam in a win over the Oakland A's. The crew face the Cubs tomorrow. NFL free agency getting underway. Packers to release linebacker Devondre Campbell in a move that could save them over $10 million. In salary cap money. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings after beating the Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard combining with Giannis for 69 points and gave credit to their coach.
You know, I think Doc has done a great job of talking about our spacing after they give us that attention. So the playmaking is also, product of us doing that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop down to 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Wednesday, 55. And then we do have a chance of showers, and it will get a bit cooler by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Greetings on a Monday morning, fabulous farm.
the Union last night, and I was waiting for the Alabama senator to start singing Don't Cry For Me, Alabama. I'm sure that Madonna would have been impressed.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
We are. This is fantastic. This is fantastic. I don't know who that was that texted that in, but God love you and thank you. We're going to work up some stuff around that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's could not be more spot on. I mean, absolutely.
Hear you. And we stand with you. I know you're frustrated.
That's not AI. That's not cut up. That's not spliced. That was her actual speech. That was a clip from her actual speech.
And her facial expression is so creepy. It's just weird.
It's super creepy. Dana from La Crosse listening in the Eagle up there, the Eagle, WXCL, saying, quote, she looked like a high schooler trying out for the drama club, unquote. Badly, she says.
Well, it's just like what Trigby said, where it's somewhere, the acting on it is somewhere in between a porn star and a high school drama.
That was really good. That was really, really good. If you still want to share your thoughts on the State of the Union last night, appreciate your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the old Civic Media app.
Jacob Shapiro of Cognitive Investments of Massachusetts.
Download it today on your Apple or Android device. It's free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King of CBS calls
soon at the upcoming CDPW Business Conference in Wisconsin Dells.
Thanks, Bob. So Bob Hossel at the northern end of the world's
after the president starts touting the economy.
All of the Midwest farm reports is headed towards that conference, by the way.
Yesterday
the PDP conference
the
we're talking
spoke,
about, a business conference in Wisconsin Dells, where Shapiro
people,
will be a keynote speaker and others will be gathered together. We're going to talk more about that conference.
And of course,
just
4 years
corner.
Ago,
this
we were
is
in the
Midwest
opening
Farm Report
of the
with
pandemic.
Pam Yonke.
A business is shuttering, couldn't buy toilet paper, much fewer groceries on the shelves. Gas prices going up, people isolated, people having extraordinary mental health crises, healthcare workers being overwhelmed, refrigerator trucks and parking lots of hospitals as mobile morgues due to COVID because the president didn't take it seriously at first at the time, President Trump. That's where we were 4 years ago compared to where we are today. And here's where we are today on the economy from the Associated Press. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs, and again, showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience in the face of higher interest rates. Last month's job growth marked an increase from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. At the same time, the unemployment rate has ticked up about 0.2 of a point in February to 3.9%. Now, look, anything under 4%, you're still absolutely fine. There's a certain amount of unemployment. If you had zero, that would mean that every single person had a job. And you know, it's that in and of itself would almost be a sign of an unhealthy economy to have unemployment at zero. On with the story here. Though that was the highest rate in 2 years, it is still low by historic standards. So that's the important part here. It marked the 25th straight month in which the jobless rate has remained below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Let me say this again. Unemployment now at 3.9% as of today, the new report shows, marking the 25th straight month in which the jobless rate has remained below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Yet despite sharply lower inflation, a healthy job market, and a record high stock market, let me say that again, despite sharply lower inflation, a healthy job market, and a record high stock market, many Americans say they're unhappy with the economy, a sentiment that is sure to weigh on President Joe Biden's bid for re-election. Many voters blame Biden for the surge in consumer prices that began in 2021. though inflationary pressures have significantly eased.
Will be there through the course
eased.
Of the 2 days.
Average
Cassandra
prices
Strupp
remain about
is one of the staff members helping to pull the program together. And she said
ago,
they really
to
try to
pandemic.
Offer a lot of
different
platforms,
feelings?
A lot of
on
different
economy,
approaches
to
keep everybody engaged.
Are you feeling it? Give us a call. 855-75.
And it really fits their needs in the fact that if you need a soundbite, the Learning Lounge is going to be for you. If you need to learn by seeing, touching, and doing,
this
the
is
hands
the buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you need to do one-on-one
hey, son,
with your session
you
and
feel?
Really do a deep dive, your
I'm
breakouts
fine,
and your specialties are going to be what's going to gear
just,
you into the next
I can't
year.
Explain it.
So we're definitely gearing in or
I'm
focusing in on your different learning styles.
I
when you
really
go back to your business,
to
you are fueled up, more energetic, and super excited.
When your kid can't find
year.
The language,
regardless
help him find the lyrics.
Month,
listen
the
to the Sound It Out album and get tips
now.
And tools to start a
that's
conversation
the voice of
at soundedoutogether.org.
One of the staff members
brought to you by
Ad
Council
Dairy
and the
Producers team getting ready for
Matt
Wednesday and Thursday. The other nice part
Hovde,
about
Eric
the
Hovde
business
now.
Conference
he will be running
Adele
against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off?
There,
now is to take a cradle and go away.
Schumuck, he's here
Matt
right
Mayer
now.
On
joining
air.
Us.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station.
Yeah, it's
and
nice
on
when
the
you
app.
Can see some of the
Nightlife
fresh
you're
faces
listening to
that
the
will
buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Mayer on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The PDP Business Conference and the Dells later this week.
No, Pam, I really don't think weather's going to play any kind of an issue. Yes, there will be some rain, and before you get all excited and think it's a drought buster, we're going to get some good amounts. I don't expect that much either, but some rain chance tries to build in here around midweek, certainly on for Thursday, and small chances could linger at the end of the week. Let's back it up. Did you notice it was awfully dark yet this morning? Oh, it hasn't been light at this time of the day yet, at this time of the season, but it didn't
welcome back to the Civic Media
now.
Radio
well,
Network, $20 past.
Time
the hour
this weekend.
1 o'clock,
we have a dark start,
but
the evening
for,
certainly are fine. High
yeah,
pressure did move in, allow us to enjoy that
Perry,
evening with nice
Friday.
Sun, a very fine
Perry.
Sunday evening around here. We'll have another very fine Monday.
By the way,
a whole
TGIF,
lot warmer,
you, Zomers,
where yesterday we only warmed into the
show,
upper 40s.
$20 past the hour,
1 o'clock
on the Civic Media Network.
Western Wisconsin, lacrosse,
this story in the Associated Press right on cue
today. So we
America's employers delivered another healthy month of firing in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs.
A warm front
and again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience
and then a cool
in the face
front begins
of high
to sweep
interest
in
rates.
Out of the Northwest.
According to the Associated Press,
that's when we begin
the latest
to
figures
talk
reflected
of a
the job market sustained ability
far southern Wisconsin,
to withstand
more
the 11
late
rate hikes
into Thursday
the Fed imposed on
heaviest
the drive against inflation,
Wisconsin,
which made
much
borrowing much costlier
the
for households and businesses.
We do cool it off a
employers
later
have contributed
in the week,
rather continue to hire briskly
to
meet steady demand.
Not going to be much
for
more than that, but that possibility could stick around Thursday,
so,
Friday.
According to the Associated Press, the February
weekend,
figures
of course,
will likely
skies,
make Fed officials more
holding on around that time as well.
About
I'll have
cutting
forecast
interest
right
rates
after this.
Sometime in the coming month. With December and January job gains revised sharply down. Wage growth
is
easing
the number one
and
farm insurer in Wisconsin
up,
for a good reason.
The Fed's policymakers aren't
farmers,
likely to worry
about the ag
an overheating of the economy.
Local agents
so if you break that down, what does that actually mean? It means the Biden administration has played this just about right. We said it before. If you compare it to other democracies around the world, major countries, the inflation rate in the United States has come down the quickest
the agricultural road
in the world.
Program is a resource that can help.
And now,
applications
job,
are now
more people are getting hired.
On
unprecedented
April
job numbers.
Your local town or
the economy is roaring. And yes, I get it.
By filling out
some people are saying that it's still costing too much for groceries
at
or whatnot. But I repeat again what
Wisconsin
we've been saying.
Farm Bureau, the trusted
as someone who
Wisconsin
was working a manager in retail before getting back into radio here.
Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update does indeed call for a sunny Monday.
Mid-60s, most places upper 60s, the pandemic situation.
Far western Wisconsin.
Because we know that some price increases and shortages
overnight,
were in fact due to the fact that goods are being made overseas.
And because of the pandemic,
it was difficult to get those goods here.
Sunny skies
that
on
meant
Tuesday.
That shelves still were bare.
Very nice. A lot of
or
upper
certainly
60s,
down in inventory.
In the west.
And it meant
Boston,
that prices
LaCrosse
went up.
Area could be up in the lower
there are
70,
other corporations
or so.
Who already had inventory in their way of warehouses
Wednesday,
on U.S. soil.
Build in more
or in some cases,
skies,
the product is made here.
Rain
and
the
they
south
simply
in the day,
use the pandemic
the
and COVID to say, well,
if
you know, prices are going up.
About 5 to 15,
and so they marked up inventory they already had. Why?
Could be up to a
because
half inch more in the south. Certainly a
and
lot lighter the further you head to the
better.
North and especially northwest.
Retailers, businesses are not going to simply say, well, okay, we'll just mark everything back
like
down to where it was.
Storminess or anything as we look toward
no,
late
because people
week.
Kind of say,
right,
well,
buddy,
okay, I guess
it.
That's how
that
much
is your
Compeer now.
Financial Ag Weather Update with Stu Muck. Compeer Financial is your partner.
What I'm saying is a lot of this, the prices that we're paying at grocery stores and for retail goods.
Compeer Financial can help you out.
Part of that is due to the pandemic. Part of that is due
to
retailers and corporations.
You know, I think we're all a little anxious about how dry it is across the state of Wisconsin.
But if you look
some
at the
folks have irrigation, others
in terms
do not.
Of the stock
and even
market,
those farms that do have irrigation take very seriously
if you look at
managing
the
that water resource. Stephanie Hoff is
created,
going to join us with an example on how technology is really
all
taking
the
over a lot of those irrigation
and now,
operations.
Here we
stick
hear
around
the
for that.
Reporting of the
and
Associated
we're also
Press,
visiting with a dairy farmer from Rock County who takes time away from her family and farm to be a leader on the dairy farm. Farmers of Wisconsin Board.
May.
But why?
Don't make any,
Kristen
I'm not a financial
Metcalf
advisor.
We'll share her story with you as we roll our way through a Monday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report
with
Pam Youngke.
And again, I think that last night is just a great indication where Republicans are going to have a very difficult time trying to say, how are we going to try to pigeonhole President Biden moving into the general election cycle now? You clearly can't take that speech and say, well, he has, you know, some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's or he's cognitively impaired. A reasonable person can't take a look at last night's speech and come away with that. You can. And as I said before, now they're making up this goofy lies about, oh, my gosh, is he on amphetamines or coke or what? I mean, this is what they're saying over at Fox and OWN and Newsmax. Because they're trying to find some way to take down a good person. Someone who's compassionate, somebody who's empathetic, someone who wants to believe in the best of Americans, not the worst of Americans, someone who wants to unite us and not divide us. I think Joe Biden's general election is off to a great start. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC. On the old text line or the call line, I guess you'd say. You could also text us as well on the Civic Media app. Want to start off here. We're going to get into it more after a news update here at the bottom of the hour. But BadgerExtra.com had a great story, great interview with former Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez, who is speaking out on name, image, and likeness for college athletes. And incidentally, I think part of the reason they got this story, and it's funny, it's one of these things that's funny, but it's not. A couple of days ago, I woke up to a really weird Twitter feed, and I'm not sure exactly who started this, and there's some speculation it was Ohio State fans, because they're the ones that really perpetuated it online. Somebody had the audacity to start the rumor that Barry Alvarez had died, and there's all these rest in peace, Barry, and all this. And then it turns out that legit reporters, like I believe it's Cole Bartholomew of the State Journal and Jeff Patricus of the Journal Sentinel and others, like called up Chris McIntosh, the current athletic director at Wisconsin, and found out that was just a complete lie and fabrication started online. In fact, Barry Alvarez's daughter tweeted out yesterday morning. She said, I can attest that he is very much alive. I just had dinner with him last night. So I think Barry wanted to prove he was still alive, and so he's done a couple of interviews here in the last 24 hours or so, and one of them was with BadgerExtra.com, and talking about name, image, and likeness, all right? This is the thing that started a couple of years ago where it allows college players to do a deal, a sponsorship, be it a car dealership, be it, you know, a restaurant, be it a clothing brand like Nike or somebody, and say, hey, I could get product by following you or promoting you on my social follows, or I'm just going to get paid out for endorsing your product. And what part of that stemmed, by the way, from right here in Wisconsin several years ago, when then Nigel Hayes, one of the star players on the 14-15 Badger men's basketball team, when College Game Day was in town from ESPN for football, and he held up this sign saying something about poor college athlete, please send money for food, and brought awareness to a lot of these athletes at the time were actually very poor because of the demands of academics and athletics. They didn't have time to get a job.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Boogie Howe.
That's really what Wisconsin needs to know.
All the way to President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House
could it spread to the Wisconsin high school system?
Political
we'll talk
events.
About all that. Take your phone calls and more.
Don't go anywhere. The Tom Lamoureux Show for Friday on the Civic Media Network. Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today takes the wraps off his latest effort to reduce costs for American families. A budget that includes savings on child care and prescription drugs, utilities, housing, college, and health insurance is to be released. A judge ruled that
the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits.
I'm Nate Boogie Howe,
Civic Media News.
It'll include boosting manufacturing, national
the Brewers drop
one
to the Rockies.
Advancing cancer
I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
To
the Brewers losing
the
to the Rockies 3-1. The good news is Brewers right-hander Jacob Junis pitched four
Chuck
scoreless innings, no hits, no runs, not even a walk. Bad news is closer Devin Williams have his sore back checked out in L.A.
Khalid
on Wednesday.
Al-Batarfi,
over the weekend, Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins crushed a grand slam in a win over the Oakland A's.
Latin Airlines flight was on a run from Sydney, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand.
Packers
when
to release linebacker Devondre Campbell,
strong
a
move
could save them over $10 million in salary cap money. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tomorrow night
injured.
In Sacramento against
News.
The Kings after beating the Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard combining with Giannis for 69 points and gave credit to their coach.
You know, I think Doc has done a great job of talking about our spacing after they give us that attention. So the playmaking is also a
for Civic Media News, I'm Nate Legihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to
Bucks,
know.
Damian
Republican
Lillard.
State
sports,
lawmakers
I'm
want
Mike
to fire
Clemens.
Two more of Governor Evers' appointees. A state Senate committee Friday recommended John Miller and Dana Wachs be removed from the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate meets next week. The body has fired or rejected well over a dozen of the Democratic governor's appointees. People who fell into bad eating habits during the pandemic are trying to do better. Registered dietitian Bailey Holmquist recommends cutting out processed proteins.
I tell my patients, do what you're able to, but if we can get good grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs, wild-caught fish, so that we get the most nutrients out of those animals.
Holmquist says beans and peanut butter are good alternatives that cost less and are easier to find. March is National Nutrition Month. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that...
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop down to 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Wednesday, 55. And then we do have a chance of showers, and it will get a bit cooler by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlife. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Tullaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. That is the incomparable University of Wisconsin Marching Band. That recording under the direction of the incomparable former director for 50 years, Michael Leckrone, who, of course, it was revealed on this program by the wonderful Doug Moe, has been writing a book,
the Farm Report,
a biography of sorts, with
Pam is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report
in the future.
With Pam,
play a little while if you want to be a badger. Come along with me. For those watching on the stream, I have a Wisconsin Badger hoodie on today.
Went to the game last night. Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team got back on the winning track. Sunny skies, 65 are high.
Senior night for Tyler Wall.
14 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 69. Winds out of the southwest about 15 miles an hour. Then Wednesday, cloudy skies and 66. Thursday, a shot of rain in the forecast.
McGee's 50 been out with
degrees. How valuable is that rain? Stick around. We're going to talk about that with Stephanie Hawk in just a moment. I'm Pam Yonke. Really glad you're along with us. On this, the 11th day of March, what can I tell you?
Really, really happy that the Badgers got back
in 2011. The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster happened in Japan. Remember that?
And then on the Big Ten tournament. After a 9.0 magnitude earthquake as well. You can hear that game. Of course, I listened. I was there, but I have my earbud in.
Since Chernobyl back in 1986, happened on this day back in 2011. Happy birthday to Rupert Murdoch. He's still making things happen at 92. And don't worry, be happy. Bobby McFerrin, Grammy Award-winning vocalist and classical music conductor.
And before the break, I get the story. This story is printed in BadgerExtra.com.
Well, I hope you're happy to see a little rain in the forecast.
Barry Alvarez,
a lot of Wisconsin farmers pretty anxious about
on the
how dry things are across the state right now. Stephanie Hawk joins us now on how farmers battle the weather.
Is due here.
Taking control
it says,
of technology
add former University of Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez to a growing number of folks
of
who are worried about the
carrots,
future of
onions,
college football.
Fresh produce that we get is dependent on irrigation. But farmers take their water responsibility seriously. Stephanie?
With today's technology, everything is at our fingertips. Information, entertainment, and even some of our job tasks are on our smartphones. And with a simple smartphone app, farmers can even manage their crops and their water. Aaron Lauer joins us. He's part owner with Badger State Irrigation. He works across all Wisconsin commodities statewide, and he walks me through the existing and developing technologies for irrigation systems.
Something most people don't know is probably 90% of them are remote controlled off your phone now, so nobody's even going to the field to run them. And there's, on the larger farms, whole teams of people deciding when and how to irrigate.
Why does it take that many heads?
Just to not be wasteful and efficient. they're also chemigating, so there's just a lot of decisions on how much to apply and when.
How often does the word sustainability come up in your conversation with customers?
Quite frequently now. Most of the big ones are very interested in efficiency and sustainability. So there's soil moisture probes available and weather stations that you can remotely monitor weather. And Zomatic specifically has a program called FieldNet Advisor that actually predicts how much and when you should water based on weather and current crop size conditions.
Can you give me an example of a farm that's cut back significantly on water usage with this technology?
The people that have tried it, they have seen the biggest increase
Alvarez
in efficiency.
Said the college football's current model
so
with name, image, and likeness money available
use,
to players and the transfer portal being so prevalent.
It's
is,
actually
quote,
getting the optimum
unsustainable.
Amount of water.
Usually, Alvarez said, quote, it is out of control and unsustainable.
So
on Wilding and Touch on ESPN Wisconsin,
is actually
the pain
into
of players,
ideal.
He says.
Growing
is
conditions.
Supposed to be illegal for
and again,
coaches
technology
to use cash to endorse
at your fingertips.
Or to encourage players or recruit
so
players. But that's exactly what's happened. And I just read the other day a coach said, one of the coaches that resigned said,
they
quote,
also offer,
it just got too much. I'm trying to raise
so
money for a kid who hasn't played yet. He's going to make more money than me.
Soil maps and
Alvarez says it's just out of control.
I mean,
unsustainable.
Bunch of stuff
it's going
to
screw up college football. It's going to ruin college football.
You're at a lot of farm conferences. You're at Corn Soy Expo.
Unquote.
You're at the Wisconsin Potato and
so
Vegetable Growers Association
Alvarez,
Conference.
To a lot
what
of people.
Do you learn at these events
is revered
that you take
what he did
you,
at Wisconsin as a
back
football
to the business
coach?
When it comes to on-farm trends and questions that farmers have?
Just general sentiment of how guys are feeling. That's a good barometer of what the year's probably going to be like. Low commodity prices are going to be a challenge this year, but we'll see what the weather does.
On the flip side, do irrigation companies ever get together for conferences or get some industry outlook and look at new technology that's coming down the line in 2024?
They're constantly asking us, like the frontline workers, of what we feel our area is going to look like this coming year. But Zomatic is working on, they call it the smart pivot. It's not out yet, but it will tell you machine health. It's powered by AI, so it's actually trending when certain motors or gearboxes are actually going to be worn out. So it will tell you in advance of what to look at and where on the machine. But that's not out yet, but it is coming.
Automation, artificial intelligence, and apps on your smartphone. It's all relevant when you talk about controlling irrigation systems on the farm. That's the word from Aaron Lauer with Badger State Irrigation. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Thanks, Stephanie. And remember, speaking of technology and everything on your phone, we
and
offer you an opportunity to
has been
hear
an advisor
us
to
all
the
day
Big
long,
Ten Conference,
wherever you
has
are.
Been part
Don't
of the
forget
college
about our
football
downloadable
playoff
app,
selection
available
committee.
At farmwi.com.
An analyst
the
for
Fox
Sports.
Farmwi.com. You can take us
Barry
along
Alvarez,
with you.
Barry Alvarez, probably
as
one of the most connected
spring
people
started,
in
we'll be
college
there for entertainment as well as information. The farmwi.com. Coming
up
next, we'll take a quick
Badger
look at what happened in the marketplace
Alvarez,
on Friday in Chicago.
Who is 77.
And a dairy farmer from Rock County shares her story
there,
as to why she decided to take time away from her family and the farm to become a leader on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. Talking about that with Kristen Metcalf before we wrap it up.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
On Friday in Chicago, as far as dairy was concerned, we saw the barrel cheese finish the week down 5¾ cents at 148¾. 40-pound block cheese lost 3¼ down to 146, but double A butter was up 3½ at 280¼ per pound. Now, fluid milk, the class 3, that's what we use for cheese. April class 3 milk was up 17 cents at 1608 a hundredweight. Grain was pretty healthy. December corn was up 3 at 472. November beans gained 20 cents on Friday at 11.73¾, while July new crop wheat was up a dime at 5.50. We'll be talking about that tomorrow with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Sending out a farm babe congratulations to my buddy Tamas Houlihan. Tamas is the executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, and he's been recognized as the Outstanding Contribution to Agriculture Award recipient by the Portage County Business Council. That happened during their American Agriculture Appreciation Banquet last week, where they recognized not only Tamas, but a lot of 4-H leaders and youth, as well as FFA high school seniors. Congratulations, Tamas. Cool research being developed in Iowa that may be able to keep consumers from becoming sick with salmonella. Radio frequencies are being used to try to make eggs a little safer. So salmonella bacteria is something that is really a concern in the food industry. It can come from a lot of different sources, but unfortunately, eggs seem to be the repeat offender in a lot of ways. According to the Center for Disease Control, they reported 1.3 million infections, over 26,000 hospitalizations, and 420 deaths connected to salmonella. So USDA's Agriculture Research Service is focusing on technology that might be able to be employed at the farm to eliminate salmonella. Dr. Daniela Bermudes is one of those using radio frequencies as a way to pasteurize eggs. She says only 3% of eggs sold are pasteurized because it takes a lot of time. It can also damage the quality of the egg, and people don't necessarily want to pay for that pasteurized egg. So what she's doing is using radio waves that essentially work with the water inside that egg to heat it up to 56.7 degrees Celsius. She said if you go any higher than that, you're going to damage the quality of the egg. And they have found that the radio frequency technology warms those temperatures, eliminates salmonella, and essentially makes that egg pasteurized and safe for consumption. She said they're only on one farm in Iowa right now, but if they can prove that it's effective and efficient, more will join.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. I'm feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Coming up Monday on Nat Nair On Air, join us for three headlines and a lie, and we learn about organ donation with Versity's Colleen McCarthy. I hope you can join us.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Organized, you might not necessarily see everything that your dollars are doing. And that's why today we welcome in Kristen Metcalf. She is a member of Glacier Edge Dairy in Milton, Wisconsin, where she and her husband, Corey, are helping to run the farm. Tell me a little bit about the farm operation, Kristen.
Sure, yes. My husband and I and his family farm here since about 2017, the dairy was built. We recently expanded. We have about 750 milking, mostly Jersey cows.
Part because on Wednesday morning, a rumor arose on Twitter that Alvarez had died.
Yeah, we all worked together,
which was quickly debunked
every day
by Badger Extra reporters and others. College football has been grappling with the ramifications of NIL since college athletes were allowed to take payments for endorsements and appearances.
I mean,
and the like since July of 2021. NIL payments being a part of the recruiting world was an inevitability.
Board responsibility
and the legality
more.
Of the NCAA's
sure, yeah.
ban
so,
on using name, image, likeness monies to entice recruits is the subject of an active lawsuit in Tennessee.
Alvarez
was asked about the possible solutions to find a manageable middle ground, and he suggested installing a commissioner of college football and separating the programs who have the budgets to and are willing to pay players more. Now, this is interesting. We've talked on Fridays to our very own Brady Ewing, who is a three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football, was the captain of the team along with Russell Wilson at that year, went to three Rose Bowls and spent 3 years in the NFL. And Brady has kind of alluded to this in his opinion, just one person's opinion, but he has said that he thinks basically a professional, almost like a Premier League or whatever, is coming from soccer, is coming to college football. Here's what Alvarez said yesterday on Wildy and Tausch on ESPN. Quote, you want to see what teams, pardon me, try this again, Todd, take two. Here's Alvarez's quote. You want to see what teams want to play, Alvarez said of how he'd fix the issue he sees. Quote, you got a group of guys that know football, former coaches from each league, and to see what direction they want to go. I don't mind stipends for players, paying players with limits. I know there's a lot of legal ramifications when you go that route, but I think that that horse is out of the barn. But get a group that wants to play big-time college football, that can afford it, and can agree upon the same rules, and then have someone that's there running the group that will enforce the rules that they put in place. Barry Alvarez went on to say, I hate to lose big-time college football, but you've got to have the haves and have-nots. But you've got the haves and have-nots. You've got somebody who can't do it, somebody that can. Some are out there raising money to pay players.
and that we're getting in those conversations about, you know, the next hot item on your charcuterie board or, you know, the next great thing to make for your family gathering.
Helping to take our Wisconsin dairy message beyond our borders, that is Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin board member Kirsten Metcalf, along with her husband Corey and their in-laws running Glacier Edge Dairy in Milton. And she does encourage dairy producers, if an opportunity comes to be involved with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin as a board member, or really any other way, take advantage. You can hear more of my conversation with Kirsten on our podcast. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com. Want to find out more about what the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is doing? And you can pop on over to wisconsindairy.org. Stephanie Hoff chats with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, tomorrow morning right here.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Food prices continue to rise, but not in all categories, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Federal Consumer Price Index released recently shows that in the food-at-home category, prices fell for proteins, while all other categories were up. Mike Cousins is an economist at the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Colorado.
Fresh retail beef prices have actually been tracking in the upper $7 range for several months now. Pork prices on the retail side have been holding pretty steady around $5 for several months now. So if we kind of combine these two prices here, that kind of contributes to this overall effect that we're seeing in the meat CPI.
Cousin says same goes for poultry.
This is a positive sign. We're seeing this poultry CPI start to moderate a little bit more. So we should see some benefits there for the consumers in the near term at the grocery store, just prices for poultry and products in the meat case.
A year ago, the overall consumer price index was up almost 10% for the 12 months prior. Cousin says the rate reported in January was much lower.
The CPI for all items. This is kind of that big picture measure that they use for inflation. And that CPI was 3.1% higher than a year ago. So this rate is still above that target 2% inflation rate that they're trying to get us to.
There's a link to more information on the CPI on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy Master and Green Bay's own Ben Chan. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, Real assistance and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.